And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is Mike Dell's World. What would it be? Number 221. Now, in case you're wondering, I quit doing the dog days of podcasting at number 7 back on the 14th of August. I don't know. I could sit here and make a bunch of excuses except for I just got very behind in a bunch of other stuff and totally blew it off. But I figured I would go ahead and make the last day one go live, and that way, you know, I didn't complete the month, but and it is a challenge. Even a short podcast every day is a challenge. So those of you that done it or completed it, more power to you. So anyway, so over the month, I don't know, did I talk about the big storm we had? You know, I don't know as I did or not. Yeah, I don't know. I think that, oh yeah, that's probably the first one I did. But yeah, we had a big storm here, and I finally got everything all cleaned up. Got the Subaru gone, and the insurance paid for it, and took it away. So we're down one vehicle, which was fine because we had two vehicles that sat pretty much all the time, and that was one of them. So not a bad deal, I guess. And we're working on finishing up the paint job on the house and the garage. Probably got two more days of that. Hopefully I can get it done this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, or Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, who knows. So I'll be doing that. My folks are helping with that, and my nephew, and at various times, and that's good. I'm also doing a ton of interviews. In fact, I'm waiting for one right now, so I figured I'd record this, and then I could do the interview whenever the guy gets his Mac updated. That's what it was. He had an update. In fact, I should check and see if I've got an update. I probably do too, but I'm not going to do it until I'm ready to go away from the desk, because I don't want to have to sit and watch it update. And let's see, other things. So I've just been busy. Busy. As you guys know, I've got three jobs, sometimes four, but just between all of them, you know, one gets slow and the other gets fast. Tomorrow, Saturday, all morning long, I've got interviews, and I've got other things set up, and then, like I said, all afternoon and evening till sundown, I'll be painting, but I said, don't have a lot to do yet. Got three sides of the garage to do. And the garage is small. And I've got one end of the house to do. And that's a little bit bigger job. But shouldn't have any problem getting that all done. Or at least done enough to where I don't have to worry about it. You know, we're getting pushed up on the temperature thing here. That's what happened last year. We got most of the house done, and then it got cold and stayed cold. And you can't paint when it's, you know, gets below freezing routinely. So hopefully we'll beat it this year. You know, I had all good intentions to get her done this spring. And, you know, just like I had good intentions to do a podcast every day. You see how that worked out. But slowly but surely. And I'm looking forward to the winter slowdown. I've been fairly busy. Of course, you know, I don't really slow down much in the winter. It's just, it's perceived to be a little slower. And especially you get a big snowstorm, you have no choice but to slow down and take it a little easier. Football season for the University of Michigan started yesterday. Not to great success or anything, but Jim Harbaugh is now the coach of the Michigan Wolverines. And hopefully that will turn out to be a good long-term thing. as a Michigan football fan, I approve. Not so sure about the Lions. I'm not a big football fan. More of a NASCAR fan, and of course NASCAR's still going strong, getting close to the championship. Whatever they call it, the chase. So what is that, 16 races or something like that? Anyway, it's always interesting. And it's cool that my driver, Kyle Busch, after missing a bunch of races at the beginning of the year because of his big crash at Daytona, is in the chase, or should be in the chase. He's right there on the bubble, but it looks like he'll be able to pull it out. But you didn't come here to listen to NASCAR talk. But that's my little update. I'm going to make a run up to Petoskey here. As soon as I'm done with this interview, I've got to run up to town north of us, Petoskey. It's about an hour away. Got to go up to the hospital and pick up a lab sample to go to the airport. So, you know, that's one of my jobs. Always seems on Friday nights that's what I get to do. So that's what I get to do again. Luckily, there's no hurry on it because it doesn't have to be to the airport till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I can take my time going up there tonight. That's why I'm waiting around for this interview, because I'm doing a series of interviews for Podcast Help Desk. I'm interviewing some of the podcast gurus in the space, those that have podcasts about podcasting or podcast luminaries. So I had my phone on there because I'm actually expecting a call too. So busy, busy, busy. So anyway, those of you that are in the dog days of podcasting, thanks for allowing me to attempt it. Sorry I didn't live up to the challenge, but maybe next year. See, the whole key to that would be to record a whole bunch of little episodes that are not time sensitive and then schedule them out so you got some fillers for when you don't feel like it or can't podcast. And I did okay. I did figure out how to get it to go from my phone completely. So that's going to come in handy for little updates here and there and on some of my other podcasts. But anyway, I guess I'm going to call that a quickie podcast, and I'll come back with a full episode of Mike Dell's World in the traditional sense, and we'll go from there. Probably be a couple weeks. I'm going to record on the road for another podcast that I do. While I'm on the way to Petoskey. So, anyway, with that, and if I say anyway anymore, a buzzer's going to go off, and I'll be disqualified. Catch me later.